We all know what yesterday was.
And that's right, Woodchuck Chuckers, it's Groundhog Day!
But in more ways than one, because it was also the day the president presented his budget, and the same thing happened that happens every time a president presents his budget. It was instantly rejected by the opposition.
Republicans say this budget is the same old Democratic playbook. More taxes, more spending, and more debt.
Groundhog Day!
The problem with following the same script year after year is that it's left the economy looking great on paper, but out in the real world, millions of people who want work can't get jobs doing what they're trained to do, including people who know how to build roads and bridges, which are falling apart while the people who could fix them are either collecting unemployment or in some minimum wage job. And while their skills go to waste, we hear the same old lines.
We're going to pursue ideas that make government leaner, more efficient, and more effective.
Are you really? Has that ever worked? No. This is still all about one party making the other one look bad, because party politics is a zero-sum game, which is why the founders hated parties. 2015 should be the year we break out of that loop. We're in the final 2 years of Barack Obama's presidency. This is the first budget he cannot benefit from politically, because there are no more elections between now and the end of his term. The effects of this budget will kick in when the next president takes office. And what is it? It's a taxing and spending plan, absolutely. It's a plan that calls for building things, educating people, which are the magic ingredients for a healthy economy. We tried it the other way. Budget cuts haven't created jobs. Simply printing money hasn't created enough jobs. And the free market hasn't created enough jobs. We're a yard from the end zone, and it's time to give the ball to the running back.